What separates self-made billionaires from the rest of us? It's not luck, inheritance, or even intelligence. After unprecedented access to over 20 self-made billionaires across cultures and industries, the truth becomes clear. Billionaires aren't fundamentally different from ordinary people. They've simply mastered specific mindsets and habits while removing psychological limitations that hold most people back. These ultra-wealthy individuals, representing just 0.0002% of society, have cracked a code that allows them to achieve extraordinary success regardless of starting conditions. Consider N.R. Narayana Murthy, who founded Infosys in impoverished socialist India where his family couldn't afford furniture. Starting his company required overcoming seemingly insurmountable obstacles, 3 years and 50 train trips to Delhi just to get a license to import a computer. Despite these challenges, Infosys became the world's largest software company with 200,000 programmers, more than Microsoft, Apple, and Google combined. Billionaires universally developed independence early. Some left home young, Tim Draper at 14, Husnu Ozyegin at 10, while others were born into poverty. Ron Sim lived with 12 others in a one-room flat and began selling noodles for commission at 9. Without exception, these future billionaires started working before 18. Chip Wilson tearing down barns at 14, Jack Cowan delivering papers at 12, Tony Tan Kaktung selling newspapers at 8. Many supported their families as children. Lirio Parasato, eldest of 11 in rural Brazil, extracted corn straw while caring for siblings. Narayana Murthy gave his scholarship money to his mother. This early responsibility developed crucial leadership skills. Extraordinary wealth never comes through employment. As Jack Cowan noted, get into your own business if you want to be successful. Many wish they'd started sooner, with high-paying jobs creating prisoners of lifestyle. Your thinking scale determines your achievements. Billionaires set ambitious goals. Lirio Parasato aimed for Brazil's top 500 companies. Micah Sowell built $10 million buildings for greater margins. And Naveen Jain's Moon Express aims to mine the moon. Billionaires don't ask why, but why not? Your BOT, belief, optimism, assertiveness, and trust in yourself will navigate you through career challenges. Billionaires maintain unwavering optimism, seeing it as essential for overcoming obstacles and spotting opportunities others miss. Tim Draper offers a stark choice. You can be an optimist or a pessimist. Optimists accomplish everything. Pessimists don't accomplish anything. All interviewed billionaires describe themselves as enthusiastic optimists who view hard times as temporary. Mohed Altrad succeeded through faith in his future. Despite knowing nothing about scaffolding, he invested everything in a bankrupted company, recognizing global potential where others saw failure. Over 30 years, he built the world's leading scaffolding company, advising, "Believe, have faith in what you are doing." In business, money functions as a performance benchmark, similar to a score in sports. Billionaires are driven by creation rather than accumulation. Their motivations evolve from escaping poverty or seeking freedom to solving problems and pursuing innovation. Dilip Shanghvi recommends finding unsolved problems to create opportunities, while Tim Draper believes the world is discoverable. We should all discover it. 6 universal skills are needed for business mastery across industries. 1. Logical thinking. Common sense and logical reasoning are fundamental strengths cited by billionaires. Mathematical ability matters too. Mitch Asowo notes, this world is based on numbers. 2. Understanding people. Business happens through people. Jack Cowan attributes success to understanding others' wants and aligning their goals with his own. Lirio Parasato states, business is all about people. 3. Relationships. Building connections forms the foundation of sustainable business. Naveen Jain explains, everything is done by people. You're doing business with individuals, not companies. 4. Communication. Effective communication enhances business impact. Storytelling powers PR, marketing, and sales, like Petter Stordalen naming his premium hotel, The Thief, for its location on a former criminal island. 5. Selling. Without sales, there is no business. Every billionaire interviewed excels at selling, from Jack Cowan's childhood Christmas card sales to Chip Wilson offering 2 appointment options to prevent rejection. 6. Leadership. Leadership creates billions in value by attracting, inspiring, and managing winning teams. As Jack Cowan says, business is a team effort. Your habits determine your future. As Sergei Galitsky states, the most important thing is the foundation. What you should be most interested in is not the result, but the foundation that you built. Billionaires share key habits: rising early, 5:30 a.m. on average, prioritizing health through exercise, reading voraciously, especially biographies, setting aside time for thinking, establishing routines, and maintaining exceptional discipline. This discipline isn't superhuman. They experience laziness, but overcome it. Micah Suo admits, "I wake up every morning and do things I don't like. I force myself to do them every day. Because I am not hardworking, I force myself to do hard work." The greatest danger is complacency, the golden cage that traps potential billionaires at the millionaire level. Frank Hasenfratz rejected a comfortable railroad job after his uncle warned he'd never quit. Lirio Parisotto left a secure bank position because, "If I stay here, I'll die here." His insight? If you want to achieve something in business, the worst thing is a good salary, because safety becomes a trap. Billionaires consistently cite great vision as crucial for business success. The most powerful visions transcend self-interest and improve the world, like Chip Wilson's aim to elevate the world from mediocrity to greatness, or Mika Sowow naming his company Polish Life Improvement. Many find purpose in social impact. Wilson says, "What gets me up in the morning is changing people's lives." Ron Sim advises, "Live life for a very good purpose." This youthful enthusiasm helps achieve great things because you don't know something can't work. Jack Cowan reflects, "If I knew then all the things I know now, we wouldn't have done half the things." However, balance is crucial. Husnu Özyegen warns that success leading to overconfidence is when mistakes begin. Vision without action is worthless. As Michal Sowow observed during Poland's transition to a free market, if one was active, then the effect was an opportunity for making money. Most people fail not by failing to act, but by not acting at all. In business, speed trumps perfection. Dilip Shanghvi gained advantage by entering markets before competitors, while Kim Byeom-soo believes success depends on being first. Get in fast and keep it up until the business grows. Petter Stordalen's strawberry philosophy embodies this principle. When he was 12, despite having a smaller stand than competitors, his father advised, "Sell the strawberries you have, because they're the only ones you can sell." This mindset, focusing on what you have rather than what you lack, became the foundation of his business empire. The journey to extraordinary wealth requires courage, calculated risk-taking, and hard work fueled by genuine passion. As Jack Cowan warns, if you're not enjoying what you're doing, you'll get tired and quit because it's too hard. You're probably on the wrong train. Get off.